I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. This year's report from the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom contains few surprises. Top offenders include Afghanistan, China, India, Iran, and Russia, plus a dozen others. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs, USA.
Every year we put together a prayer map where Christians are persecuted, and all of these countries are on the prayer map.
In theory, religious freedom drives U.S. foreign policy.
The former U.S. Ambassador for Religious Freedom, Sam Brown, talked about religious freedom as the first freedom. That's where other freedoms begin, is the freedom to choose what you believe.
However, putting theory into practice depends on who's in charge. Ask the Lord to use human endeavors to accomplish his purposes, and pray that persecuted Christians will trust God to work all things for their good. In India, 98% of the 1.4 billion people don't follow Jesus. It's not because they heard the gospel and rejected it. Many have no idea who Jesus is. Church planters with Mission India are a bridge between unbelieving neighbors and the good news of Christ. Mission India works with local Indian believers to train up church planters. However, Eric with Mission India says church planting in India is not without its challenges.
Persecution is a huge prayer need. On a daily basis, we get reports and stories back of partners and other churches being persecuted. And so not only do we pray for strength and courage for those church planters and people doing ministry, but we also pray for the persecutors.
Please pray for persecutors to know Jesus as Savior and support a full year of training for a church planter with Mission India for $2,400. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association makes available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.